People are still dying every day in Syria, including some of the 500 extremely sick men, women and children that the UN has been trying to get out of eastern Ghouta for the last 2 months. After a humanitarian task force meeting of member states in Geneva, Jan Egeland said that if the evacuations do not happen soon, it would be a stain on our conscience for a very long time.
I was told today that 9 patients on this list have died. In the meeting today, several of the countries that have influence on the ground in Syria said they would indeed do all that they can in the coming days to make it happen. It seemed to be a willingness to do more than until now. Let's hope it will happen.
After the obliteration of Homs, Aleppo and Raqqa, the Syrian conflict looks likely to do the same to communities in eastern Ghouta, Mr. Egeland warned. Is there no alternative to destroying a city in order to liberate it, the UN special advisor asked, or to forcing 7,000 people a day from their homes? Securing aid access to eastern Ghouta in rural Damascus continues to be a major challenge for the UN and its partners. In the last 2 months, they've only reached around 70,000 people of the 400,000 under siege. Agricultural activity has all but ceased amid the violence, Mr. Egeland said, disproving the argument that civilians had the means to feed themselves outside the Syrian capital.
On average, we may reach 10% per month now in a besieged area. And a besieged area is militarily encircled and doesn't have other supplies really. So we should reach in principle 100%, which is unrealistic, but we should have been able to reach more than half every single month, and we haven't.
Supplies did reach 7,000 people in Nashabia finally on Tuesday, but only after the first attempt turned back amid massive military operations from both sides, the UN special advisor added, crediting Russia with producing a drop in violence. Nonetheless, a humanitarian emergency remains in eastern Ghouta caused by aid blockages. These have led to a near six-fold increase in acute malnutrition levels among children since January to more than 1 in 10 youngsters. Beyond eastern Ghouta, another 40,000 people are under siege in Yarmouk, Foa and Kafraya. They need help urgently too, Mr. Egeland warned, before adding that aid was successfully delivered month after month to millions of people in government-controlled areas. The situation is also desperate in Hasake in the east, where displaced children are reportedly walking barefoot in the snow, the UN special advisor said. Expressing his frustration with the UN Security Council amid concerns over cross-border relief convoys, Mr. Egeland said it was vital that they continue, as they were the only way to reach opposition-held areas. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.